He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the July 23rd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a mixed market this morning. What do I mean by a mixed market? Well, we have some indexes that are up today, and we have some that are down. Hopefully you're in one that is up and not down. If you're in the NASDAQ today, you're down. The NASDAQ is down 7.5 points this morning. We're at 3,593 while we await earnings from Apple after the close of the market today. The Dow is in the plus side. The big blue chips up 33 points to 15,579, which I believe is a new all-time high. Sorry, all you bears out there that have been short the market, it's pretty hard to argue with all-time highs, right? And a bull market that's been going on now for almost 4.5 years. The S&P is down 73 cents. It's on the downside. 1,694 as the S&P 500 closes in on 1,700. The S&P is also hitting a new all-time high. Well, it hit one yesterday. Now we're 84 cents off of it. The 10-year yield rising a little here, 2.52% on the 10-year. Gold is down $6.60 to $1,329 per ounce. That obviously is not a new all-time high, is it? Oil, on the other hand, hitting a new recent high here, $107 per barrel, up 9 cents this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're seeing all-time highs on the market once again across the board. In the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, it's pretty hard to argue with that. And yet, you know, every day there's a lot of people in the bearish camp. A lot of people in the bearish camp. I'm not always in the bullish camp. But I have been in the bullish camp for 4.5 years. Oh, there's been times when I said, you know what? This thing's getting a little shaky here. We need to be quite cautious and careful. But I've been in the bullish camp for the last 4.5 years. And all along the way, I've heard one doomsdayer after another, one permabear after another, telling me or telling investors why I shouldn't be in the bullish camp. And the excuses come in all shapes, sizes, forms, textures. I mean, you name it. They've got an excuse for it. The problem is, there's the real world, and there's the world that you think it should be, right? That's a big problem. There's a lot of things I'd like to change in this world today. But there's the real world that I live in, and I exist in, and I have to accept a lot of things about the real world. And one of the facts in the real world right now, the real world, not the world of academia, the real world, the equities market, that means stocks. That doesn't mean lenders. That doesn't mean people that are lending money to corporations through bonds. That's different. That's debt. This is equity. This is ownership in stocks. And the fact of the matter is that equity owners in stocks, people that own stocks, for the most part, have been seeing new highs in their portfolio for the last 4.5 years. And yet, I would say when I talk to people today, there's just as many people telling me, no, I'm afraid of this market. I hate to get in now. This market is due for a pullback. I would say that that's probably right up there as one of the top 10 excuses given for not being in this market right now. it's due for a pullback. Well, how do you know it's due for a pullback? I heard that 4 years ago. I heard that 3.5 years ago. I heard that 3 years ago. I heard that 2 years ago. I heard it a year ago, and I still hear it today. The market's due for a pullback. Well, it's been due for a pullback now for 4.5 years. Oh, we've had our pullbacks along the way. We just had a 7.5% pullback. And you know what? Here's another one that I hear all the time. How come you didn't sell? How come you're still holding this when we were going through a 7.5% pullback? You know what? Pullbacks and corrections are part of being in the market. You have to be able to suffer through some of those from time to time. Whenever the market starts to get a little bit shaky and wobbly in the knees and pull back a little bit, that's when I start to get a few more emails and maybe a phone call or two of people that start to get nervous. But the problem is you have to distinguish between a pullback, which is normal, which is natural, which is unfortunately just one of the part and parcel things of the market that we have to go through from time to time in our 401ks or in our IRA accounts or in our college funds. We have to ride through them once in a while. But what we have to distinguish is the difference between a pullback and a rollover. A rollover is completely different from a pullback. A rollover means that the momentum, that the direction of the market, that the primary trend, and it doesn't have to be a market, it can be a commodity, it can be the bond market, it can be a stock, that trend has been violated. And no longer are we in an uptrend, but we're now in a downtrend. I pointed this out very succinctly in my newsletter over the weekend. I showed a one-year chart of TLT, which tracks U.S. Treasuries. And I said, you see how it topped in July of last year? See, in July of last year, folks were talking about the bond market like we're talking about the stock market today. Oh, it's hitting new highs, which it was. It's still good to be in bonds. It's hasn't rolled over. The momentum is still with us. The trend is still our friend. But all of that started to change. And the chart of the market started to roll over as interest rates started to slowly start edging up. And then I pointed out that here we are 1 year later, the bond market has seen a 17 to 18%, not correction, bear market, downtrend, thumping, not a pullback, all right? At some point in time, that bond market went from a normal, natural pullback to a change in the trend. And that's where you have to be very, very alert, and you have to be able to distinguish between a pullback and a change in the trend. If you react to every single pullback in the market, you're going to have whiplash. You like having whiplash? You want to wear a neck brace the rest of your life from whiplash in the market? Because the market's going to pull back a lot. You know, you just have to, 10%, you have to at least be able to accept a 10% drop in your portfolio as a natural occurrence. How can that be a natural occurrence? I can't go through that, you say. Well, then you don't belong in the stock market. Because that's a natural occurrence. It's just like living in an area where there's a great climate. But every once in a while, we're going to have a month or a few weeks of bad weather. You're going to have to ride through that bad weather to enjoy the climate the rest of the year. But when the climate changes in the market, and it does, which it changed in the bond market last fall, then you better get out of the way. It's no longer a pullback. A pullback has turned into a downright downtrend. And you don't know where that downtrend is going to end. Back in 2000, the downtrend in the NASDAQ took us down 40, 50, 60%. A lot of stocks lost 80 to 90% of their value. And I had people that came to me years later that still own those stocks that lost 80 or 90% of their value. And it's not like it happened over at night. There was plenty of warning along the way. But it's knowing, I guess, to determine between what's a normal pullback and what's a change in a trend. Yesterday, I was looking at all my stocks, as I always do, and there was one that was bugging me. It didn't just happen. It's been bugging me for the last 2 weeks. And I determined, you know what? I don't like this. This doesn't look like a pullback to me. This looks like a change. And I sold it. Determining the difference between a pullback and a change in a trend, very important. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the name of the show is the Best Stocks Now. At least they're the best stocks now, in my opinion. You can disagree. You can argue that other stocks are the best stocks now. Everybody has different criteria. Everybody has their own way of analyzing stocks. You know, I've seen people that throw in debt, return on equity. They fine-tune buy pivot point. Look, everybody has their own way of doing it. I'm just saying, in the 18, 19 years I've been in the business, I've pretty much seen it all. I've seen the deep value investors. I've seen the momentum investors. I've seen the technicians. I've seen the dart throwers. Yeah. I've seen the asset allocators, right? And I just believe, let's take a little bit the best of all the world, except maybe the darts. We could leave the darts out, except in a booming market, you can pretty much throw a dart and hit a winner. But I like to combine value with performance, with technicals, okay? When I have all three of those going for me, I feel like I have a best stock now. Now, it may not turn out to be a best stock now, but, you know, you can look at the results. You can follow along in the newsletter, which I publish every week. You can follow along in the app. You can follow along in the tweets that I send out on a daily basis. You can follow along in the articles I write for TheStreet.com and for MarketWatch and for Seeking Alpha and for Town Hall Finance and see whether or not the stocks that I've written about have produced or do produce. You're the jury. I'm the one arguing the case here, I guess. Well, let's begin. Name of the show, Best Stocks Now. So let's take a look at one. Let's give a live example. Okay, members of the jury, here's why I currently like this stock headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, which is also home to Scottrade. Scottrade is who I use as my custodian. You know, they're a big discount brokerage firm. They give me good service. They did a good job for me when I decided to start my company. I think I was one of the first advisors to go to Scottrade. I didn't like the little bit of attention that Schwab gave to me. I felt like, we don't really need you. I didn't like the way Fidelity treated me. I didn't like the way Ameritrade, although they're trying to get me to move all my accounts over there now. I like the way Scottrade treated me, and they still treat me well to this day. And I've never had any issues with Scottrade out of St. Louis, Missouri. But there's also a company there by the name of Centene, CNC. Now, I'm going to read you a description of what the company does. This is the second company like this that we've talked about in the last 2 weeks. There must be something to it. Must be a hot sector of the market. What do? They provide managed healthcare services through government-subsidized programs. Okay? Look, that's the real world we live in. The government is just writing checks, printing money, and spending money all over the place, and offering services all over the place. We talked about Molina Healthcare last week out here in Long Beach, California, which basically does the same thing. Molina Healthcare was breaking out last week. It's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth account. Centene is also a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Generally speaking, when I buy a stock in a portfolio, it's about 3 to 4% of the overall portfolio. In other words, I like to own about 25 to 30 stocks in a portfolio. And Centene is one of those stocks. Centene is a mid-cap stock. Okay, now let's start at the top with the asset classes. Right now, small-cap domestic stocks and mid-cap domestic stocks are the best asset classes in the entire market. By the way, the worst asset classes are still being short the market, cash, gold, the bond market, emerging markets. It's not the place to be right now. Domestic equities. Place to be. More specifically, small and mid caps, which Centene fits into quite nicely. How about those sectors of the market? In yesterday's show, like we do every single week, we went through the sectors of the equities market to determine where the best sectors are. Healthcare providers are the number two sector in the market out of some 50 or 60 sectors. So here you've got a company, it's a mid-cap, it's domestic. Last time I looked, St. Louis was in the good old U.S. of A., and it's in the healthcare sector. So we've got a lot of things going for us. We've increased the probabilities. We've increased the odds of success here, in my opinion, yet there's still no guarantees, are there? Okay, now, let's take a look at the next thing that's important to me. I like momentum investing. I like performance investing. But I also like to combine it with valuation, all right? Let's take a look at the performance side of the equation. Over the last 10 years, Centene has basically tripled the returns of the S&P 500. That's a good start. How about more recently, however? Over the last 5 years, Centene has delivered 23% per year to investors. No guarantees going forward, but that's what they've done over the last 5 years. By contrast, the S&P 500 has delivered 5.8% per year. Over the last 3 years, Centene has delivered 40% per year. This is total returns. I don't believe there's a dividend involved. Let me make sure. No, no dividend. So this is completely capital appreciation. Over the last 12 months, this stock is up 51.4%. The market is up 24%, so it's doubled the returns of the market. When I compare Centene's performance against the other 3,400 stocks that I follow and track on a daily basis, Centene gets an A- performance grade. That represents all of its performance, including long-term. When I put the focus more on the short-term here and the momentum of the stock, it gets an A grade. It has long-term performance, and it has momentum right now. It passes my performance test, but I don't stop there. I like performance investing. I like Investors Daily. I like CanSlim, but it leaves out something that I feel is very important, and that's valuation. I spent many years writing up research on individual companies. The main thing that was my job in those research reports was to come up with the valuation on the shares and to determine whether they were undervalued, fully valued, or overvalued. Why would you want to buy an overvalued stock? Why would you want to buy a fully valued stock? When I do my formula on Centene, I show 90% upside potential if they can keep on the course they're on over the next 5 years. Centene passes my value test. Gets an A- grade. It passes my performance test. It passes the all-important visual test, the chart, because it's hitting new highs right now, breaking out today. Out of 3,414 stocks, Centene is number 60, and it's the stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where, you know what, we try to do things a little bit differently here. I read last night that CNBC's ratings are tanking. Maria Bartiromo is looking around at the other networks. You know what, if they want to listen to me, I'll tell you why their ratings are tanking. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. They parade the same old stiffs on day after day, talking about Coca-Cola and Home Depot and Apple and Cisco and IBM They have no courage at all to go a little bit deeper. It's like these guys have all been trained in the Wall Street mode of big, stodgy old stocks. But you know why they talk about big, stodgy old stocks? Because most people in America own big, stodgy old stocks. Their brokers and advisors have jammed them into these big, giant behemoths like Johnson & Johnson and Cisco and Microsoft and Intel. Stocks that haven't done anything for the last decade. Why do they jam them into those stocks then? Well, they got to do something with them. There's a lot of shares floating around out there. And it's a lot easier for some neophyte stockbroker to sell you shares in Microsoft than Centene Healthcare. You know, that takes a little bit of work to discover one of those stocks. A lot easier to just put you into Microsoft. So you know what? I'm as far away from Wall Street as I could possibly be. I'm on the other coast. I've been to Wall Street many times. I've been on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And what I see is a lot of people doing the same old thing every single day. What do I see? I see a whole lot of mediocrity. William O'Neill, he kind of broke the mold. He was a West Coast guy, Los Angeles. You know, we kind of do things differently out here. We had Air Coryell with our Chargers for years, throwing the ball down the field. Of course, San Francisco had West Coast offense with Joe Montana and Steve Young flinging the ball down the field. They were successful with that style. We do things a little bit differently out here, and I'm glad to be as far away from New York City and Wall Street. I have enough of it right here in my building. I'm surrounded by a couple of the great big wirehouse firms. And, you know, at 1 o'clock, I'm just here to tell you, that place is empty. At 1 o'clock, that place is empty. And at 6:30 in the morning when I get here, the door is still locked. And I peek in there as I go down the hall, get a drink or whatever, look in there. You know, maybe 10% office of the offices, which are 70 or 80 offices in there for individual guys, they're empty. So if you think they're there managing your account at the big wirehouse firms, yeah, spend a day with me here down the hall at Gunderson Capital Management. All right, here's another one. Let's stay in the medical sector. The medical sector has been in the top two or three sectors in the market for over a year and a half. Why? Well, you know, a lot of reasons. I would say the biggest reason is the big OBC, Obamacare, right? That's going to put a lot more people. And even though they've delayed the business part of it for a year, it's still slowly creeping in to our society. There's a company by the name of Activist, which I've talked about in the past. Not Activist. Take off the T and you've got Activist. They're in Parsippany, New Jersey. I just love that name, Parsippany, New Jersey. How about the stock chart? Let's begin with the stock chart today. Well, you know what? It's been in a consolidation. It's been in a sideways trend for the last six or seven, oh no, the last three or four months. And yesterday it broke out of that sideways trend. Today it's pulling back a little bit. But it's a stock that I have a pretty large position in, and I've had it for quite some time here at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in my conservative growth accounts because this is a large cap stock. Large cap stocks, for the most part, are underperforming the small caps and the mid caps this year. If you're going to find a winning large cap stock this year, you're more than likely going to find it in the medical related area. Biotechs, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, that's the area of the market that's working. You're not going to find it in the technology area. You're not going to find any big large cap tech stocks that are booming right now. I'm talking the Intels and the Microsofts and the Ciscos and Apple. They're doing terrible. They're just keeping their head above water. On the other hand, the drug stocks are pounding their ways to new highs, and Activist is one of those stocks that is pounding its way to new highs. The chart looks good to me. It passes the chart test. I look at it every single day, and I make sure that that chart looks fine. It's going to consolidate from time to time, but what I have to watch for is not consolidation, but a change in the trend line. The stock's been going up now for quite some time, even though it's currently in kind of a sideways consolidation. But I do like the move that it made yesterday, which put it at the top of my radar list. And it's why I'm talking about it here today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's do the valuation first instead of the performance. How does this stock look from a valuation point of view? Well, right now, of the 3,400 stocks that I follow and track on a daily basis, the average P.E. ratio, forward P.E. ratio, is about 18. Activist is currently trading at 13.4 times forward earnings, okay? 13.4, so it's trading at a pretty steep discount to the overall market. It is a generic drug stock. Generic drug stocks tend to trade at a little bit lower multiples than the overall market, but still, 13.44 I call a very reasonable price to pay. You can be parsnickety about this parsippany stock. Over the next 5 years, this stock's expected to grow by 15% per year. Okay, I just said that the forward PE is 13.4. The growth rate is expected to be 15%. Therefore, this stock is trading at a discount to its growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio is the number that determines that. The PEG ratio is less than 1, which is just the forward PE divided by the growth rate. And we get a PEG ratio of 0.91. When I take the earnings today that are expected and I extend those out over the next 5 years, and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with the target price of $227, which is about 80% higher from where the stock is currently. Activist currently passes my valuation test. Now, let's take a look at the performance. I would say that there's more stocks out there that pass the value test right now, but they don't meet the performance test, as opposed to stocks that meet the performance test, don't meet the value test. In other words, the stock market is littered with stocks that look to be undervalued. And you could make that case for Intel. You could make that case for Apple. You could make that case for Microsoft. You could all come to me with your formulas and your valuations and your fundamentals that show that those stocks are undervalued. And you know what I'm going to come back at you with? Look at the performance of the stock. What have they done over the last 3 months? What have they done over the last 1 year? Lousy. Absolutely dull and lousy. We call that dead money. I've been calling Apple dead money all year long. I believe Apple's down 15 or 16% year to date. Is that dead money? That's worse than dead money. Right? All right, let's take a look at the performance of Activist. Over the last 5 years, the stock has been going up at a rate of 33.7% per year, while the market's been going up by 5.8% per year. There's no dividend involved, once again. This is a pure growth stock. Capital appreciation. If you're a growth investor and you still need growth, this would be one that fits that growth profile. However, there's a lot to choose from that fit that growth profile. Now we got to narrow down, don't we? We have the valuation on our side. Now we're going after performance. Over the last 3 years, Activist has delivered 43% per year. That's triple the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, Activist is up 69%. The market's up 24%. Activist gets a performance grade of A-, a momentum grade of A. Out of 3,414 stocks, it comes in at number 43. Not a recommendation, an example, and a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know what? We like to get aggressive here from time to time, too, on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We talked in the first quarter. Actually, we talked about determining the difference between a pullback, which, unfortunately, it's something that we have to deal with from time to time in the market, in stocks, in mutual funds, and the difference between more than a pullback. That's why when the market does start to pull back, we go on high alert, and we are worried that the pullback can turn into something more than a pullback. But this recent pullback in the market, which occurred a month ago, took us down 7.5%. I went on high alert, but guess what? The market caught, took hold, and now we're back to hitting new highs again. But you had to endure a 7.5% pullback. And you know, you just can't react to every single pullback in the market and go to cash. That's what drama kings do, drama queens. That is not a good way to handle the market. You have to sit tight. The best advice I can give to somebody how to make it through a pullback, focus on your individual stocks as opposed to the market. Are my individual stocks holding up? Are my individual stocks beginning to roll over? I sold a few during that pullback, and they've gone on now to hit new highs again. But you know what? I think it's better to be on high alert and to err on the side of caution, because what we don't want to have happen is to ride a stock or a market down 38% like it was in 2008, or 50 to 60% like it was in 2000, or the bond market now down 18% from its peak. It makes no sense. You get plenty of warning, unless it's an overnight event, which we have no defense against. But generally speaking, markets are cyclical, and markets give plenty of warning before they go on a tear, before they roll over, go on a bear, whatever. And stocks do the same thing. All right, let's take a look at another stock here. Let's go to the wild side. Oh, in segment two, we talked about another healthcare stock by the name of Centene, which is breaking out to new highs. Right asset class, right sector, stock that contains performance and value. No guarantees of anything, but it has the qualities that I like in a stock. We had another stock that we talked about in the last segment, Actavis, which is a generic drug company. Another right area, right sector, good chart, good value, good performance. No guarantees, but I just feel like you've increased your probabilities significantly. Okay, let's do one more before the hour's up. Let's go to the aggressive side of the ledger. Let's look right here in my backyard in San Diego, California, at a company called Dexcom. Dexcom is a biotech. Biotech continues to be the number one sector in the market. I continue to be heavily exposed to the biotech stocks, and that's helped carry my aggressive growth account to plus like 23-24% so far this year. Dexcom is a $1.6 billion small cap company. Dexcom develops continuous 7-plus glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. Okay, now there's some words there that throw me for a loop a little bit, but I understand diabetes, and as I look around at the world today, diabetes is going to be an epidemic, if it's not already. Dexcom is in a very, very sweet spot of a growth industry in more ways than one. We cannot do a valuation on Dexcom. The company does not have earnings yet. I'm sure there's analysts out there that have visited the company that have taken a look at the potential for earnings 3-4 years from now and have put valuations on these stocks. I instead have to rely on performance and the stock chart. And the performance numbers are great. That's what first pointed me in this direction of Dexcom. Over the last 12 months, Dexcom's up 89%. Market's up 24%. Over the last 3 years, Dexcom has been delivering 26.7% returns to investors, market 15.7%. Over the last 5 years, Dexcom's been going up at a rate of 24%, while the market's been going up by 6%. It's quadrupling the returns of the market. It gets a momentum grade of A+. It's one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Now, we can't do a valuation on the stock, unfortunately. But we do know that it's in the biotech sector, it's in the medical sector, it's a small cap. Those are all pluses. We can certainly look at a stock chart of the stock, which is powerful. It's up sharply today and closing in on new all-time highs. Dexcom, out of the 3,414 stocks that I track on a daily basis, is number 45. I own it here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. But, you know, I have a 3 or 4% position in it. If something were to happen adversely to Dexcom, it's small position. It's an average position. It's not going to be the end of Gunderson Capital Management. It's not going to be the end of an individual portfolio. I do believe in diversification, but I believe in diversifying amongst the best asset classes. What are the best asset classes right now? Small and mid-cap domestic stocks. And Dexcom fits nicely right into that little bucket of the best asset classes now. I should have an article out today on thestreet.com about asset allocation and my disdain for it. If you like anything you hear on the radio show, if it sounds a lot different from what your guy or gal is doing or what you've been trying to do and it makes sense to you, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I offer out my newsletter, which I'm a totally open book, transparent, accountable every single weekend. We audit that thing meticulously to make sure there's no false statements or false claims in there or inflated numbers. It is what it is, for better or for worse. And if you'd like to talk with us, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We have some nice people here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'd be happy to explain what we do. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.